Welcome back to Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Dr. Lisa Leal, Medical Director at Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare, powered by Meridian Health Institute. I know that's a long, big word, and we're so glad that you're here with us today. We've been talking about osteoporosis, and today we're going to talk about osteoporosis in men. You know, have you ever seen somebody that's walking to the grocery store and they're hunched over, and they look like they're just really miserable and they're in pain because they can't straighten up? Well, part of that is osteoporosis. It can also be osteoarthritis, and it can be a culmination, but we want to talk about men and andropause. Andropause is when your testosterone has decreased. A lot of men will come in and they'll say, you know, I just feel like I've lost my edge. I don't have the energy that I used to have. I'm starting to gain weight in my middle and in my thighs. So what can I do? We check their testosterone levels and lo and behold, they have a low testosterone. Now, many of you who may have tried to get testosterone approved from your insurance, you're going to find out that many times they don't approve it because they're looking for testosterone levels of a lower level. And when I say low level, it's like 250 and under. Some of them are even lower than that. Most men who are on the go probably have between a 5 and a 700 level of testosterone. And there's different components of testosterone. There's DHEA. DHEA turns into testosterone. Did you know that men also have progesterone and estrogen? Yes, they do. And a lot of times men can have a high level of estrogen and they are actually gaining weight because they don't have enough testosterone to boost it down. We want to actually take the estrogen down and move the testosterone up. Both ladies and men need testosterone. Men just need a higher level. So one of the things that I encourage all men to do is ask your doctor for a testosterone level. They can do that through a saliva test or through a blood test. In addition, check the DHEA level because those are going to work hand in hand. And sometimes, you know, those usually should be that your DHEA is low and your testosterone is high. But sometimes it's reversed. And what that means is that your body is just not turning on the testosterone. And then men will say, you know what? I'm getting these side effects. You know, men can actually get gynecomastia from taking too much testosterone. And what that means is that men are developing boobs. And you know what? Guys don't want to develop that. So there's different things that we can do, medications, to block that part testosterone. I'm having difficulty saying it these days. Okay. And one of those is anastrozole. One of them is HCG. So there's lots of different components that we can do in order to have an optimal lifestyle. And when I say optimal lifestyle, we want good muscle mass, great bone mass, because men can get osteoporosis too. And you'll find it not as frequent for men to go in and have a DEXA scan, but that's something that they can do and they can ask their doctors. I encourage, you know, the United States Task Force for Preventive Medicine, the USTFP, that's a long acronym, and they recommend for women to get osteoporosis checking at 65. Well, you know what? Usually by 65, they've already had a problem. So I'd like for men and women to start this in their 40s and 50s, and that we gather together the information, and it's all about prevention. It's just like going to the dentist. You know, dentists are amazing about prevention and wellness. They go in, they check you I know they say 6 months. However, I really encourage for you to see the dentist every 3 to 4 months. That is actually something that is insurance driven for twice a year. I encourage you to see your dentist every 3 to 4 months because we can see so much. If we're losing bone in the jaw, which is our most used joint, we're probably losing bone in our spine or our femur and other bones. So from a medical dental perspective, looking at andropause is a dynamic that we can do in a medical dental facility. So number one, ask your dentist if they're seeing bone loss. If you're having pockets when you're going to have a dental hygiene appointment, you know what? You probably have bone loss. If you're waking up in the morning and you're having a headache, you're probably clenching and grinding because maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, whether you're a man or a woman, and that also causes bone loss. So a lot of people don't know that some of the simple things that we do on a daily basis cause bone loss. And a medical physical and a dental well check, all of those things should be a well check for prevention to help with prevention of osteoporosis, of one of the many things that we want to look and care for you. So the take home today is going to be, if you're a man and you're going to have for a physical, have them check for your testosterone levels, your DHEA levels, and also your PSA, because we want those balanced. Too much testosterone can cause an increased PSA. And as we age, you can get your prostate just continues to grow. So we want to make sure that you're not having any hesitancy, any dribbling, things like that that can cause a problem with the prostate. But we also want to be very mindful of our bone strength and our muscle mass. So stay tuned. We hope that this was helpful today. Please enter your comments, questions, and we hope that you will subscribe. Have a super blessed day, and we will see you next week. Yeah.